And we're started.
Started from Toronto. Now I'm here.
Nick, what do you have to say about that?
Welcome to the If I Were You podcast show.
Welcome.
I'd fuck me.
Now we're going to get a lot louder. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Well, it's raining. I just had a nap and. I was going to go to the gym, and I fell asleep instead.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a while since I've seen you guys, because we missed last week.
Yeah.
So yeah,
what's been going on?
You.
How you guys been?
No, busy, man. I got all this school shit I need to do all the time.
Yeah, you're just busy with school all the time?
Well, I don't have any pieces in my portfolio, so I need to, like, make it.
You had a bake sale last Wednesday?
Yeah, I had a bake sale. So I made try to make a chocolate chip cookie bowl, and I fucked it all up the morning of the bake sale.
That's
I
good.
Put it off, and I got, and then it didn't work, so I had to go to some fucking King West fucking bakery, buy some baked goods, go to school, be like, hey, I didn't make these, but fuck it, like, whatever. And I did that, hung out the bake sale for a bit. Then I was like, okay, cool. I didn't have class that day, so I left. Went home, probably went to the gym or something.
There you go. Yeah.
Sounds productive.
That was my Wednesday last week. Oh, I had swordfish tacos yesterday.
Swordfish tacos.
Me and Carrie watching some football, and then during the afternoon games, like, this is bullshit. Let's go get some swordfish tacos. Went to Seven Lives in Kensington. Sick.
Is that full of John Travolta and Halle Berry's?
Seven Lives.
No, I said it's
swordfish,
a swordfish
like the
joke.
Movie?
Never mind.
No, it was closer to the catfish, the movie. But it did taste like swordfish.
Right on. Sweet.
Kay. It took me a second to get that reference.
What, the swordfish reference?
Yeah, which is so obscure because no one gives a shit about swordfish. It's like some 90s barrel-y
I've
thriller.
Never even heard of this movie, so that's how...
It's the first movie that Halle Berry
showed
her
boobs,
tits
and it cost them $1 million.
It cost them $1 million for Halle Berry's boobs?
I remember me and my dad watched that movie when I was a kid, and he's like, that was not worth $1 million.
Yeah, is Halle Berry's boobs ever worth $1 million?
Back then, whenever that was.
Gattaca?
Gothica. You think then?
Monsters Ball?
No.
When
but that was her time, though. If there was a time for her to get paid $1 million to show her boobs.
I guess so.
You know how many seafood dinners she probably had? Was just like, my titties paid for this.
How many seafood swordfish
she had all
tacos?
Swordfish tacos with that swordfish money?
Yeah, she flew to Toronto, got a $5 swordfish taco, and was like,
but,
I earned this.
$12. Okay. Well, let's
hit
it off on topics.
I just want to know, what else do you guys do? Anything?
Well, no, we can just talk to each other whenever.
Yeah, man.
Man, I don't get to see you guys. So lovely. Fine. Let's get into topics. Who's first?
That's it. I just told you everything.
Right? Yeah. I went to work.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Topic time. Let's start.
Dooley, you can go first.
Yeah. Well, the topic's the best, so I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, so if you were to be Halle Berry in Gothica, Monsters Ball, or Swordfish... no, real talk. Here we go. Topic. It's funny because I was telling my friend on today, Strictly Platonic, on the bus about that's the name of my sex tape, Strictly Platonic. I was gonna tweet that, but it doesn't seem like it's ever gonna be appropriate. Yeah, I was like, oh, the best joke ever made is my topic for the podcast. So I was like, oh, I gotta go record a podcast today. Like, I really don't want to go. So
yeah, that's Dooley's attitude about the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm really good at it, so I should really like it more. I'm really good at it. Fuck. So, the best joke you've ever made in your entire life.
Topic.
Is my topic. So, what is the best joke you've ever made? So, mine is over the summer, we were recording a music video in this huge mansion. And every time someone would walk in who was like new to like the set, I'd be like, oh, hey, like, are you here for the orgy? To every single person. And I was like thinking about it the other day. I was just fucking laughing by myself. So, like, are you here for the orgy? And I'm sure that's not the best joke I've ever made in my entire life, but it's definitely like, if I asked myself that question, it's the most recent one. But there was a time in grade 2.
Way back.
Yeah, no, because I was
throwback.
It fucking haunts me. We were talking about cutting open a plastic bottle to like make like a terrarium or something.
Mm.
And I was like, wouldn't that hurt the bottle? Hold for applause. And
was that a joke or were you serious?
No, I was not serious. I'm like, I'm not an idiot. But like, and then no one laughed. No one thought it was funny. Because I remember being like, I'm like, oh, I just killed that. And everyone was just like, what? And the teacher's like, who the fuck said that? And everyone was like, it was Nick. I'm like, you fucking snitch. And then she was like, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, you know better than that. Da-da-da. I'm like, well, this is the same class. I remember like 2 weeks before or something. She's like, what year were you born? I was like, I didn't know. I don't know what year I was born. I was like, I don't know, 1997. She's like, that would mean you're fucking 1 year old. You're in the second grade. You should know this. I'm like, I don't. No one ever told me. Wait, no one was like, you're born in 1991.
Teachers are bullies, man.
Yeah. Like, do you remember when teachers like would be old and like yell at you? Fuck that. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go over there and be like, you're old as fuck. I don't give a shit. I'll listen to you.
Bitch, I'm the future.
One of my favorite teachers was Miss White, and back in like grade school, she would like throw chalk at kids who didn't listen and shit.
She was the quintessential Roald Dahl villain.
Really? There was one.
Yeah, but I really liked her anyway.
Threw dictionaries at kids.
Yeah, because you had words, bitch. I'm your spelling teacher.
So, yeah, teachers are stupid. Like, I always think about those kids from Talladega Nights. It's like, I don't need to listen to you. Anyway,
I think you're much funnier than these jokes that you're telling right now.
So those are the two best jokes I've
ever
heard.
Yeah, but it's got to be like the jokes, like the ones that like you're saying the punchline and shit.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, if I came here and was like, oh, yeah, one time me and Gavin were lifting a couch and I sneezed, like, right into his mouth. And I told him, don't worry about it, my germs are the purest. That's not a good joke.
That's the best joke
you've ever made.
That's a good
joke. You had a lot of good one-liners that day. I don't remember that.
Oh, they were like, I don't know. It definitely wasn't, like, that scene.
I tweeted them. If anyone wants to lurk through my tweets, just look for, like, a year and a half ago. Go for it. They're there somewhere.
You can lurk. All our creepy young girl fans who want to find out more about Gavin.
I have not a single
Caroline, we're looking
new
at you.
Follower.
Caroline's older than us.
Since, I've been losing followers since the podcast.
So. Oh, I've been losing followers like mad.
I lose followers intentionally.
Though I don't
I
think
tell
anyone's really
following
listening.
Me.
We're losing listeners on this podcast for sure.
Yeah, because we just got here and talk about, like, you're like, how was your day? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. And everyone's like, okay, I don't want to listen to you.
We're definitely the low season once you move to England.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You don't have that.
That's fine.
Intimate dynamic. Because I'm not touching your leg while I'm podcasting. I get really nervous. Like, Gavin, what's the best joke?
So, yeah, what's the best joke you ever made in your life? Because that definitely wasn't it, Karthik.
See, I'm not a funny person. I know the best dad joke I ever made, and it was, like, last week.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks. Yeah, it was probably last week.
Hit us with the dad joke.
One of my new roommates is from Wales.
Okay.
And she was talking about whales and stuff.
Wait, like the animal, the mammal?
Yeah.
That's okay. This is the joke. So.
She was talking about whales. I'm like, oh yeah, beluga, killer whale,
blue,
killer whale, Willie,
mustard, lettuce.
Tomato.
No, see, that was the best joke I ever made right now, and only you two will ever laugh.
That's fine.
But okay, so she was talking about whales, and I'm like, oh, do you know Geppetto and Pinocchio?
It's funny. I just put that level on Kingdom Hearts like maybe a week ago.
Yeah. So that was my
about a week
joke.
Ago? No?
No.
Damn it.
How is my PlayStation treating you, Nick?
Fuck. Malcolm gave me a bunch of games over Thanksgiving. So I have PlayStation All-Stars, which is Smash Bros. PlayStation.
What?
Yeah. Me, Les, and Sean go hard in that game. I have College Football 2009.
College Football?
Yeah. Me and Eric played it.
NCAA.
And NCAA. Kingdom Hearts is good. Like, logged like 15 hours so far.
That's good.
What's the other thing I've been playing?
Man, you're such a nerd, Nick. Now.
I got Spider-Man from Malcolm 2.
Used to be a jock, and now you're a nerd.
Well,
we're not going to get to that today, are we?
Nah.
We're not doing clicks anymore.
All right, anyways. So, Carly, best joke you ever made in your life?
Yeah.
Best joke I ever made in my entire life. Oh, God. One time, I had this friend. So I roomed with my best friend in first year university. And
Terry Tambacopoulos.
Yeah, Terry Tambacopoulos. And Terry would always tell people that he's a vampire because that's why he stays up all night playing video games and never goes outside. And we just kept on elaborating on this joke. And he would tell people that the way he fell asleep was hanging upside down in his closet. And one time, jokingly, he said this to one of my classmates when we were studying for an exam in my res. And what... She was like, really? And I said, and me and Terry saw this as an opportunity to
troll her.
To troll her, yeah. So I said, yeah. It's kind of weird. I guess I asked him if in front of, like, you know, Terry, he followed along. I was like, Terry, is it okay if I say this? He's like, yeah, it's okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm his roommate because every night he has incurable insomnia. And so he has to hang upside down in his closet on this harness and let all the blood rush to his head so that he knocks himself out, and then I have to take him out of his take him off the harness so that he doesn't die, and put him in his bed so he wakes up in his bed every night. And like, I've agreed to do this, so that's why I'm his roommate. My friend's like, really? He's like, yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, but it's my reality. And so she says, can I see the harnesses? And we're like, yeah, you can. So Terry's like, come look at my closet. And he had nothing in his closet at all. He didn't use it. He opens up the closet. She's like, I don't see. He's like, look deeper. He jumps her inside and shuts the door. Look inside the closet. That's the best joke I ever told.
You guys, like, pretty much bully this girl. Yeah. Shove her in a closet.
It's not even a joke. That's just.
I don't know.
I think,
man,
that wins out of all the stories that were told today.
That's what I did, yeah.
What did Gavin say? This was, I don't remember.
Gavin's joke is his life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
No, the best joke Gavin's ever made is, like, we were cleaning my room when we were kids once, and every time we'd find mismatching socks and put them together, it's like, matchmaker. And I still do that. Whenever I have two pairs of socks that don't match, like, I have at the end of my laundry, there's only two pairs of my socks that don't match.
Yeah.
And every time at the end, I fucking put them together, I fucking laugh.
Matchmaker. Yeah. I remember that, too.
Yeah,
but so wasn't there, like, a TV show that did that or something?
Yeah, there was, like Eliminate or something.
Yeah.
I feel like that comes up on the podcast a lot.
What does?
Eliminate?
Does it? I don't feel like. I've never even heard you say that.
Weird. Eliminate. Okay. Whatever. Maybe I just think about it a lot.
Okay. Next topic, I guess. Yeah?
Okay. Next topic. That's good. Moving on.
Let's do me first because I like Karthik's the best.
Okay.
Yeah, save it. Saving the best for last.
So, listeners, what's your favorite joke you've ever made in your entire life?
Yeah.
Tweet us at Noitai Muay Thai
podcast@
gmail.com. Twitter handle.
That's it. That's the email address. So my topic is, what would the last movie you would watch before you die? So basically, you watch the movie and then you die. So what would you choose for that movie to be?
Okay. Well, Gavin, you set it off. What would you choose to watch?
Yeah.
You die?
So I brought this question up with my roommate before, and I was thinking that if it's possible, even though I'm making this question, so it is possible, I'd watch the complete extended edition Lord of the Rings trilogy.
That's not one movie, though.
You can argue it is, because technically Lord of the Rings was one book, so you can just...
Lord of the Rings was not one book. They had pretty
it big. Actually was.
Really? So somebody fucking brought home a dictionary and was like, hey, Dad, I'm going to read this shit.
Hey, Dad.
He's like, oh, Dad, by the way, I need an Elvish book to translate half of it.
Maybe it wasn't one book. I know I have a Lord of the Rings copy that has all three of them in one book.
How big is that?
It's only, and Lord of the Rings is not a long series. It's only like 300 pages each book.
The book is all one book. The movies are all separate. You'd watch all the
movies.
Yeah,
that's true. But I'm making the rules here, so you're allowed series.
Great. So Harry Potter, live forever.
Yeah.
It's like fucking like 10 minutes a movie.
I can realize that I'm Voldemort and die at the end.
Yeah, or you just say like YouTube.
Yeah, I watched YouTube the movie.
That's not a movie, bro.
Why not? What do you mean? Go at home.
YouTube's not a movie.
You put on the YouTube.
Yeah, speaking of YouTube, I watched this. Have you guys ever heard of the band McFly before?
Is that Marty McFly?
Yeah, I've heard of the name. I've heard of
it. It's like this weird pop rock, kind of like the One Direction. I'm not going to say One Direction because they played all their own instruments and wrote their own songs and stuff. Remember that? You know the song Year 3000?
In the year 3000.
No, like we came from the year 3000 or we went to the year 3000.
No, I don't
Jonas
listen to
Brothers
the song.
Did a cover of the song. Anyways, fuck you guys. Busted that. And then, anyways, I watched this YouTube video of this guy who was in the band, who is in the band, McFly. And he has his own YouTube channels where he writes like cutesy songs. And he posted his wedding speech on there. And holy shit, is it not the most touching thing I've ever seen? I fucking wept. It was great. It is so beautiful. And now I'm just like all emotional all the time.
Yeah, same actually.
Are you sure that you're emotional because you watched that video, or is it emotional because you're on your period? Because you have a fucking pussy.
Yeah, I'm sicked up.
That's the best joke I've ever said. Called it.
That was it? Me being on my period? Man, it's every month, man.
Every day. That's how it feels like with you. So sick of your bullshit, woman.
Tired of the bullshit. Nah, bullshit.
Did you guys even say a movie or no?
Not yet. YouTube. I don't know, man. I guess I'm going to die anyways. 9 hours, 3 hours. Does it really matter?
Well, I don't want to be like... Okay, so do you remember... Like a movie that I would like was so good that I wanted to like erase my mind so I could watch it again and enjoy it from the beginning. don't know, like all the X-Men movies. All the Marvel movies, like whatever.
You should watch all the Rush Hour movies.
Oh, Rush Hour. That's how you die. You watch.
Honestly,
Chris Tucker said, Jackie!
And then
you die.
That's probably my answer.
Okay, Chris Tucker.
Okay, Chris Tucker. Jackie, wait.
No, because then your last thing that you'd see before you die is like the blooper reel.
Yeah.
Like Rush Hour 3.
That guy isn't going to be Rush Hour 3. Like that shit.
Because you won't be. Because you're dead.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to go Rush Hour trilogy. Whatever. It's not like this is going to actually happen to me. Like Satan's going to come up and be like, hey, you know, so.
I watched this movie, Man at Sea or something like that. It's a movie about a guy whose boat gets hit. He's like he's on his yacht sailing out in the middle of the ocean and it smashes a container and then it starts sinking. And it's like the days that he's trying to get saved. I think in the end of the movie he gets saved. Spoilers. But if there was a version of that movie where it fades to black and he just dies. What movies fade to black and die? I'll do that. So
Sopranos?
Just so yeah, I'll watch the Sopranos movie.
That's a great movie.
The TV show. Am I allowed that? Can I watch the last episode of Sopranos?
Yeah.
Actually, no. You know what? I don't want to watch the last episode.
I'm going to go World Hip Hop's Twerk Compilation number 6.
Vine Compilation.
Yeah, you know, maybe a porno would be a good movie to watch.
Nah. You'd be like, oh, like my life.
Man, pornos are so like pathetic, though.
Not if it's...
I'll watch the last episode of Everybody Hates Chris. Because they also did the same Fade Out Black, but it's funny. And I like Terry Crews.
Is Chris Rock dead? No, I worked somewhere where he was performing. Chris Rock is not dead.
Yeah, Chris Rock is not dead.
This just in, Chris Rock is dead. All right. So if you could tell us your topic, what would it be?
Oh, my topic. If I could tell you one topic, it would be who would play you in a real-life adaptation of a movie of your life?
No, the answer to this
one. You have to go first.
You go first.
I go first? Okay, so I split it up kind of. I figured actually, I thought you guys would think of people for each other.
Well, how about you just start?
Okay, fine. I thought of a guy for myself. I split it up to person who's personality based, person who's the hotter version of you, so that you could be more attractive. So for a more attractive version, I chose that dude from Lost. Not Lost, sorry.
Saeed.
Heroes, not Saeed.
Oh.
Heroes. I don't know what's his name. I wrote it down.
I think Saeed's cooler.
No, but this guy's like attractive.
What? Oh, burn on Saeed, I guess.
Yeah,
like, he only got Shannon,
the
hottest white girl on the island.
Shannon,
like,
I used to be Shannon. And then she's always dying, like trying to fuck her brother or like, whatever.
What?
Yeah, she was fucking her brother for a while.
Ian Salamander?
What a great show.
So many actors.
Call Ian Salamander?
What did you say?
Ian Salamander. Okay, yo, look up Sendhil Ramamurthy.
Oh, this dude from fucking Heroes?
Yeah, from Heroes. The brown dude from Heroes.
Oh, yeah. What else is he in?
I don't know what his name is.
Beauty and the Beast? Shoot? 2013? Heroes?
Yeah, he's from Heroes. The brown dude from Heroes. That's going to be the more attractive version of me, okay?
I would love to be me in my own movie. But it would be like, the worst acting. Like, no one would watch it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Same. It's okay.
He was also in... Nothing.
Covert Affairs.
So his name is Sendhil Ramamurthy.
He played Mohinder in Heroes.
Mohinder, no problems.
There you go. Okay, and then personality-wise, realistically though, who'd play me? Aziz Ansari.
My fucking God.
I was going to say that too, actually.
But you know what? That'd be good. Because
I watched the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, Aziz Ansari would be good because he dresses better than me because he's richer than me. He hangs out with Kanye West. I don't. So that's the thing, too.
Yeah.
See, it's so tough to, like, I don't want to be racist about this shit.
Toronto Batman told me I look like some actor.
I got stopped in the street last week by some random dude. He just said, you look exactly like Freddie Mercury. And I was like, pretty sure that's an insult.
To who?
To me.
Is it? Why would it be an insult?
Because Freddie Mercury, he had all fucked up teeth.
Yeah, but he slayed so many dudes.
Yeah, but he's like
Slade.
I don't think Freddie Mercury's ever thought of like, oh man, that guy's like really attractive.
That's not true. I think Christine has a tattoo of Freddie Mercury on her.
Yeah, but do you think it's because he's hot, or do you think it's because it's everything else?
That's the thing, though. Like, you don't have to be super attractive. You could be Benedict Cumberbatch and just get all the women.
Yeah, but he's an alien. They just want to have sex with an alien species.
All right, Gavin, who's your actor movie man? He does look like an alien.
That was the best joke you've ever said. That was great.
Gotta catch them all.
Oh, God. All right, so yeah, I think Aziz Ansari would be a good you.
Okay, Nick, what do you think? You agree with that, Aziz Ansari?
Yeah, that and the handsome brown guy.
Handsome brown guy. Okay, cool. So I'm
though back in your MySpace days, I would say Saeed.
Sure. Yeah, when I had like curly hair, long hair,
or that brown guy from Superbad. Remember?
Yeah, that guy from Superbad. He would be cool.
Who?
He's I don't know. He was in Superbad for like a second. He was an extra.
Yeah, he's in the party scene.
He's are you like, fucking kidding me? Party scene, brown guy in Superbad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Gavin, who do you think?
I don't know, man. Personality, like, can you guys give me some examples?
I'm thinking Nathan from One Tree Hill.
Wait, is this Chad Michael Murray?
No, the other guy.
Okay, because I said that the more attractive version of Gavin would be Chad Michael Murray. That's the whole reason I thought of this topic, because I imagined Gavin being played as Chad Michael Murray or wanting to be Chad Michael Murray.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
I'm not joking.
Who's
this
Oliver Trask?
This is serious.
No, Oliver Trask is Tyler Jones.
Yeah,
Oliver Trask, you mean like, oh wait, Oliver Trask, oh, from
OC.
The OC, okay, because yeah. I was thinking of Trask, which is that, Peter Dinklage X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, I think his name is actually Oliver, no, is it?
No, Bolivar.
Probably not.
His name is Bolivar, yeah, because ball so hard, motherfuckers want to find me.
You think I look like Chad Michael Murray?
No, he would be the more attractive version of you, goddammit. You wish you looked like him.
Not really.
Well, too bad.
I can see Nathan, though.
Nathan from One Tree Hill.
I think personality-wise, I might be more Lucas Scott from One Tree Hill. So
I am Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is looks-wise. Nathan is so chode, though.
Okay, then I don't know.
So chode.
What does Gavin look like?
Like, you got to make it more attractive.
I don't really have... Oh, people used to say I look like Castiel, so Misha Collins.
Who the fuck is... So that's a
Misha
girl.
Collins. Yeah, Misha Collins.
Misha Collins is Castiel from Supernatural. The angel. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, I'm looking up Misha Collins right now.
Oh, so regular white guy one.
Yo, you know who should play you? Your brother.
the better looking version of me, yeah.
Sure.
If I get to choose, it would either be Zac Efron or Josh Hartnett.
Oh, yeah, Josh Hartnett, I see that.
Josh Hartnett, yeah?
Yeah, but he's like washed. He's not like an actor anymore.
Yeah, he is. He's on a really successful new TV show. Penny Dreadful. It's really good.
Josh Hartnett.
I kind of fucking
hate him. He looks like he could be a villain in like half the time and half the time be the good
so
guy.
So squinty in the eyes.
Yeah.
Wait, did he play Bane? Was he
no.
the guy who played
no,
Bane?
No, that's Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy, whatever. He looked really chunky in one picture. I was like, oh man, did he bulk? Okay, if I'm getting anyone to play me, I'm... shit, now I forgot who was going to play me. Chris Pratt can play me.
Chris Pratt?
No, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman would play me. Called it.
All right, so I guess I got Misha Collins for actual lookalike, Lucas Scott as a personality wise, and then.
I guess actors don't really have personality,
Josh
too,
Hartnett.
Right?
Yeah, you don't know. Like
Aziz Ansari is a comedian, so he has personality. Like, musicians have more personality than actors. Do they not? Is that true?
I guess. I just don't know any.
I'm going to go.
Maybe I'll say Andrew McMahon then, personality wise. Singer for Jack's Mannequin.
Oh, yeah.
To play your personality in a movie? This is so confusing.
Yeah. Anyways, go.
I'm just going to rifle mine off. Here we go. We're going to go.
Jackie Chan.
Jet Li. Yeah.
Harold from Harold.
Yeah,
come
on. Harold, he's actually was on the list. He's the first person I thought of.
John Cho. That dude from
actually,
Star
John,
Trek.
John Cho is really awesome. I really like John
What's
Cho.
The other thing I was going to say? Oh. Maybe Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
They can change his face to look like anybody. I saw that movie.
Joe Jonas?
Joe Jonas was the other one I was going to say. Joe Jonas.
Yeah. Back in high school, girls used to come up to Nick in the mall and ask him if he was Joe Jonas.
Girls still come to me and ask me if I'm Joe Jonas.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
What?
They still do.
They still do?
Yeah. No, like all the time.
Who asked you this? Was it...
I don't know who that is.
She's all mentally fucked anyways.
Just
whoa! Whoa!
What the
first
fuck?
First last name. Oh my god. That's
yeah.
So
oh no.
Oh man.
Do I censor that part?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You censor that part.
What's the time on the podcast?
No, that's so. That's funny though because like people will be like, "Who the fuck were they talking about?"
Have we been on for an hour and a half?
No. 20.
No. Oh,
okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Okay, that's your attractive version.
Yeah, or
what's your personality?
Oh fuck, I don't know.
Is this the version? Is this the Joseph Gordon-Levitt that would play you?
Pretty much, Third Rock from the Sun, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And personality-wise, we're going to go... I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? I don't care.
Who's someone who gives no fucks? Doesn't care about anything.
Oh,
Shia LaBeouf.
James Franco.
Shia LaBeouf.
Because I'm always like, I'm going to grow a really shitty facial like James
You're
Franco.
Definitely not James Franco.
Yeah. I'm gonna say more Shia LaBeouf.
I wouldn't say Shia LaBeouf either.
Yeah, because Shia LaBeouf, like, he got arrested at Walgreens or
something. I got
shit.
It. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. You see him in South Park? Wasn't actually him. Yeah. He was driving the car.
I didn't know his I used to drive a Lincoln before they paid me or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like so.
Did you watch the commercial afterwards?
No.
Like the actual commercial?
No.
It's the exact same thing. It's so funny.
Really? No, I don't know. Yeah, those are whatever. Who cares? Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, Jet Li, Zhang Cho.
The guy, the Chinese guy from Star Trek.
It's Zhang Cho.
No, like the old one.
Oh, George Takei?
George Takei.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and
him.
And
the guy who works at Thai Express. Okay, well,
the
I chose...
The guy who works at Thai Express. And the man in the restaurant.
Here's the more attractive, Nick Dooley.
Or what about...
Would be played by... Yeah, everyone looked this up right now. Boo Boo Stewart.
He looks like...
His real name is Boo Boo. His real fucking name is Boo Boo.
Who's the guy from Twilight?
Boo Boo.
Yeah, he's from Twilight.
Who's the guy from Twilight? That's the one that everyone was like...
Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner. Our personalizes. I am Bella. Come here. I'm a werewolf. The vampires.
This guy's a werewolf, too. And he's in the X-Men movies, eh? He's a Warpath.
Oh, yeah. Boo Boo Stewart.
This guy.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
He's like the worst character in those movies.
Yeah, because he's... What?
Because he's not...
What does he do again? Can he teleport or some shit?
Yeah, he like made portals out of his dick.
No, that was the portal girl. I don't know. Whatever. This guy. You're going to be him, okay?
Sounds good. Okay.
Look, he has abs, too.
Good.
Let's just look at a picture of his abs on my work computer.
Yeah, man. There you go.
There you go.
Everybody knows. looking at boobs.
Okay, so.
Hey, we finished the podcast.
So in the ideal world of no one is thinking about you, if we were to recast it.
Yeah, just don't look our pictures up. Don't look at us. Just picture these people in our place.
Okay, so it'd be Aziz Ansari.
With Josh Hartnett.
No, you're Misha Collins.
Am I Misha Collins? Okay, I'm Misha Collins then.
Who are you, Nick?
Yo, there's a delay on the camera.
What do you mean? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I know there's a delay on the camera.
Crazy.
There's not a delay in the audio, though. Your phone's right here.
Okay, I got it. Next question.
Okay, well, Nick would
Taylor
be played
Lautner.
By John Cho.
John Cho.
There you go.
It's a great cast.
Nick will be played by...
Well, Keanu Reeves is another one I get a lot.
Nick would be played by The Rock on the street.
Yeah. Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's who's going to play me. Called it.
Yeah, we should always be like bodybuilder. Let me say.
I want to be played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson in when I'm 14, when I'm 15, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when I'm 15, Josh Brolin.
I'll be Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Do you have like cans of pop in your work fridge for everybody?
No. You can take water.
Water bottles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Water bottles. Okay, so any things that bother you but you really shouldn't?
Oh, fuck. I had...
Our ever famous segment. Actually, you know what, Gavin? I got some common white people knowledge to ask you about.
Oh, shit. Okay. This is a new one.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Why do white people eat dinner so early? They eat dinner at like 5 o'clock. Man, the sun doesn't go down until like 9 in the summer. Who even goes to sleep? Like, you eat dinner and you go to sleep, like, pretty quick after, right? Or do you eat dinner
well,
at 5
this
and then you eat a second dinner?
The harvest
this
mode.
Stems from the greatest joke of all time from you. So, basically, white people are actually evolved from vampires, which is not super common knowledge to most people. So, we have to eat early before the night falls just in case, like, the... I don't know. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense at all. We're actually werewolves, I should say.
Well, no, the transformation occurs when the sun goes down.
Yeah, so it's like a transformation of some time that occurs at night, so we have to be in bed.
And it's to celebrate being alive during the sunlight, so you eat during when the sun is out, because anytime after is a practice of vampirism, which they forbid after 1828.
There you go. Dewey's got it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. White people are
Put
so
me on the
interesting.
Spot. I haven't looked up a history in a while. I'm doing creative writing.
Yeah.
Which I should be able to think on the spot like that.
I always thought vampires were fake, but I guess they're real.
Well, they were real.
Wasn't your roommate in college a vampire?
Yeah.
Did you just tell us the story?
Me? Oh, I thought. Well, he made it. I guess he was talking
about. He threw her in the closet and then he sucked her blood.
Maybe that was his answer.
Yeah, he wasn't actually. He wasn't joking when he was talking about it. You just thought he was joking.
Oh fuck!
Because you're not white.
There's so white people are so such a mysterious species, man.
Yeah. What bothers me? I really shouldn't. Yeah.
Okay. So like, is there anything I should watch out for? Like, is it offensive to like call people vampires, or like, should I start doing that?
No. Any white person you see, just say, "Hey, look, a vampire." And then they'll be like, "Oh wow, you know, really know."
I have one.
Us.
Okay.
I'm gonna save the podcast right now. Here we go.
Yeah, save it.
With the Hail Mary. All right. So I went to my favorite burger joint on the corner of my house, and there's a girl.
Big Smoke.
But yeah, so the girls who work there, who's like, "Hey, did you go to Mowat?" And I was like, "Oh yeah." What's up? Did you go to Mowat? And she's like, "Yeah." Cool. So my big thing is running into people who you don't know who know you. Like, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, and I don't care. Why are you talking to me? That bothers me. Probably shouldn't.
No, that shouldn't bother you at all.
Yeah, that's a good thing that bothers me, but really.
Like, now I gotta, like, use my brain to think of words to use in your direction.
Man, so then, wait, so I've done that to people who don't know me, but I've been like, "You don't know me, but I know you." So am I just the worst person in the world now?
No.
Am I the second worst person in the world?
Yeah.
Oh, top five.
Top five. Hitler, Osama bin Laden, Karthik.
Inventors of Lysol.
Yeah. And last, the guy who invented AIDS.
And Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
The guy who invented AIDS.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Same hearing
in a laboratory
AIDS.
Somewhere.
Bazinga!
Oh, God. That's a good thing, though. Okay, so now I know never to talk to anyone that I know, but they don't know me.
Have you guys been creepy lately at all?
No, I'm super tame.
Yeah, I've been keeping all my disgusting man things down.
Same. I deleted Tinder. I don't know if I told you guys that.
Did you? Wait, you got it again
after? It's the after? Season, Gavin. It's the season. I can feel it in my skin. Tis the fucking season, bro.
I'm over it.
Download it right. Download it next week. It'll be good. It'll be ripe.
And then just delete it again in 2 days.
Yeah, but download it next week or so.
See, I deleted it for a I got it again for a second time, and I was like, no, I can't keep doing this. This is just like the stupidest thing ever.
All right.
It's basically like, it's a popularity, not popularity contest, but no one talks to you. Even if you try and come up with some witty shit.
Yeah.
You get some one word reply and you're just like, you know what? I don't give a fuck.
You know what? It's what you learn is that everyone is so shitty.
My new idea for an app is it's like Tinder, but it's whether or not you really have this internal desire, not to fuck them, but the.
Okay.
So you swipe right if you like. Fuck, you ever see somebody like there's a Reddit? It's like faces you want to.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and then you just get like a tally of like how fucking douchey and like how much you want to.
That'd be good.
And now we can't release this episode because the app will get out.
Fuck.
Should I bleep this whole part too?
Just me bleeping.
Should I just put like I'll put like cool music over top of it?
Yeah. Is it drowning my voice out?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
Well, I can replace your voice. I can change
voice change it.
Yeah. So no one will know.
Okay. Now we can't talk about it on air on the recorder.
That's true. I'll bleep all this part too. Everything's gonna be a giant bleep.
And that sums up the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. We're good. I can't wait to watch The Walking Dead right now. Jesus Christ.
I haven't even caught up.
I can't wait
The first episode of the fourth season is the greatest episode of anything I've ever seen.
Fifth season?
It is so, so good. The newest season, the first episode, is just incredible.
What's funny is my dad comes home from work, and he either watches like UFC or whatever on the sports channel, or he found out that The Walking Dead plays around that time, so he just starts watching The Walking Dead. He has no idea what's happening in terms of story or anything. He just likes watching The Walking Dead. He's like, "Yo, this black dude, he like killed a zombie." Like,
cool. Yeah, your dad's chill, man.
Fuck.
And he's like, "Oh, it's a marathon playing right now. I better watch a ton of this." So yeah, my dad doesn't even watch TV, but Walking Dead, I guess he watches.
That's all you need to watch, man. Yeah. All right.
Well, that's another episode, another lethargic episode of No One Is Thinking About You.
Lethargic episode.
ask us questions. We got a million of them, but we just don't like any of them.
Yeah, no, all your questions are shit. Ask the right questions. Yeah. Don't think to yourself this is a good question. Think of it's the right one.
No one is thinking about you at gmail.com.
I'm going to start tweeting us questions. Like, why are you guys so stupid?
Yeah. Why gotta
or tweet us.
Magic. Yeah, I have football tonight. I think our coordinator, I'm pretty sure she doesn't like me very much.
You're going to be playing in the cold and the rain. That's like real Friday night. Like,
I don't know. My buddy Carrie is supposed to come, but apparently, because Sean got his arm tattooed, so he can't. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
it looks really good.
It looks awesome. So so he's like, yeah, so you probably have to get a sub for me. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll ask Carrie because Carrie was down last week. And then the coordinator's just like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, well, fuck my life. Now I'm such a dick. That's a socially awkward situation I put myself in today.
Yes, yes. That's.
But luckily.
That should bother you.
Yeah, but we're good. We cleared it all up. We're good.
That's good.
All right.
And we're out. Thank you for listening. Peace out. Much love.
Bye forever.
No one's thinking about you.